First day of class, y'all look smarter. Congratulations. This is a good gospel for us at the beginning of the school year. And I want to start with the last part and then get to what I think is the more important first part. Are you envious because I am generous? Right. Let's just name at the start what is in every human heart, this desire to compare and to be superior to others, right? There's this whole thing like, am I better? Do I get more? I've worked harder. I'm more important. This person is less important. And all of that is a game that God doesn't play. The Lord is generous. He wants all people to come to know his love. And he labors until that is the case. And woe to us if we're those people who are envious because God is generous to people who don't pray as much or who haven't been at it as long or whatever else. Right, so if that's present in any heart, which it very well could be, cast that out because that's a demon that doesn't belong in the church. Right? Now, let's get to the more important, I think, first part. The mistake that is made in this gospel, in this parable, is that the real reward comes in the wage that is offered at the end of the day. The real reward is in the money. The real reward is in the work. And I know that doesn't make sense to us, especially those of you who have bills to pay or who work summer jobs. It's like, wow, I am so thankful I get to work. No, we all want the money, right? But this is exactly what the Lord is saying. It's like, it's different in the kingdom of heaven. It's not about the reward. It's about being welcomed in to labor in the vineyard. What does the owner of the vineyard do? He sees people standing around, right? And he says, go into my vineyard, get to work. And he sees them in the morning, and so he invites them in. And then he goes out around 9 o'clock and he invites them in. And then he goes out around noon and he invites them in. And then he goes out around 3 o'clock and he invites them in. And then he goes out at the very end of the day and he invites them in. Because the real reward is to be about the work of the owner of the vineyard. Or to shift it just slightly, the real reward is to be about the Father's work. Because guess who is about the Father's work? The Son, Jesus. Jesus is very real about that in John's gospel. He has work to accomplish, and it is not his own. It is the work that the Father has entrusted to him. And so he is laboring. He says, my Father is laboring, and so I am laboring. And brothers and sisters, for you and for me, who are Christians who follow Jesus Christ, the real reward is being welcomed in to be a laborer in the vineyard. And man, is the vineyard vast. And man, is there some great fruit to be brought in. Because there are so many souls who need to know that Jesus loves them. There are so many people who need to know that they have a purpose in life, that God knows them, loves them, and has a mission for them. And each one of those souls is necessary. Each one of those souls is irrepeatable. Each one of those souls accomplishes something or can accomplish something that no one else in the history of humanity can accomplish. That is how much God loves us. That is how unique we are, and that is how needed and necessary we are. So for those of you who are here tonight, what a beautiful sight, right? This is so good to see so many of you here. But brothers and sisters, it's not just for us. See, because if we turn this into just how I'm doing and my thing and the peace I get from being here, then you know what we're doing is we're like the people in the gospel who think that we're gonna get paid extra because we came to an extra mass during the week on a Wednesday night when I didn't have to. But that is a mistake. That's exchanging something so great and vast for something that's really small and insignificant. The great thing that we wanna be about is to come here tonight and to be drawn in through grace, through the sacrament, to the work of the Son, who is about the Father's work. As we're drawn into that, as we get reconfirmed in our own identity as beloved sons and beloved daughters in the Son, Jesus Christ, then we come to know our dignity, and the Lord who speaks into that dignity, who establishes us as beloved, we are loved, you are loved. He then trusts us. He trusts us with the work. Go into my vineyard. Go now. Because as full as this chapel is, it should be bursting at the seams, shouldn't it? There's no doubt in my mind that there are enough souls on this campus who need to know Jesus' love, who need to receive him, and that work is out in the vineyard. And you, me, but especially you are called to be a laborer, to collaborate with God, co-laborer, right? To work with God, to say, yes, I want to be about the work. See, I get it. First day of class, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much work to do. We all step back when there's work to do. We're like, oh man, I don't know. The one who knows Jesus well, the one who knows his love, is excited about the work of the gospel, is fired up to be about the laboring, to go into the vineyard, and to be joyful and generous. Because we've received so much, how could we keep this to ourselves? Because we know God loves us so much, we cannot rest until everybody knows that they're loved, that they matter, that Jesus loves them passionately and has a mission for them for their life. Woe to us if we only come to Mass for ourselves. We come to Mass to love the Lord, to honor him, to worship him. We come to Mass to receive his love. We also come to Mass to bring that love out from beyond the church and into the waiting world, because that's where the vineyard is. The Lord needs workers. Let's get to work. Let's be about the only work that matters. That's your dignity. That's your dignity. That's how much the Lord loves you. He entrusts you with the mission. Don't look to the person on your left. Don't look to the person on your right. Don't look to the guy who's wearing robes. It's you, each one of you and me. Each one of us has a personal responsibility. Brothers and sisters, because the Lord loves us, let's get to work.